this is my first, and I'm going to be a dad here, and this is serious stuff. This is what I've chosen to do as my career, and how do I make money at this? And for some reason, I don't know, I really must have focused in, because I started getting gig after gig after gig, and film and this TV, and I just started working.
Welcome to The Art of Fatherhood, a podcast that takes you on the journey of fatherhood. Now here's your host, Art Eddy.
This week's The Art of Fatherhood podcast is being brought to you by Groove Life. Groove Life was born in the Alaskan wilderness by husband, father, and adventure guide, Peter Goodwin. He realized his lifestyle demanded gear that could keep up with him. After selling the General Lodge, a wilderness retreat that he had built with his own hands and fueled by the desire to design premium, innovative products that were backed by unbelievable customer service, was when Groove Life was born. Working in a freezing garage in Alaska, Peter worked relentlessly for 6 months trying to perfect the original groove ring. Having no idea what success this would eventually bring, his only focus was to somehow provide for his family, and that he did. After him and his family moved to Tennessee a few years later, Groove Life now employs over 170 people and produces adventure-inspired outdoor lifestyle product lines like silicone rings, belts, watches, and they just teamed up with the legendary Tony Hawk for a new silicone ring line. You should definitely check it out. And also, make sure you check out my interview with Peter Goodwin, where he shares his fatherhood journey as well as the inspiration to start up Groove Life. For more information on Groove Life, make sure to go to groovelife.com.
Hey everybody, Art Eddy here for The Art of Fatherhood, and on the line, I'm very happy to have Michael Rooker. Thanks for taking the time to chat with me, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Doing very well, as a matter of fact.
It's such an honor to chat with you. I'm a big fan of your work. We're going to talk about Vivo. We're going to talk about fatherhood, of course, being here on The Art of Fatherhood. So let's first talk about Vivo. I love the cast. Of course, it's got Lin-Manuel Miranda, your Guardians of the Galaxy co-star Zoe Saldana, and then, of course, a lot of other great actors. You play Lutador. Love your character in this, man. So tell me how much fun you had playing this role, sir.
I was disappointed I didn't have a song. It was so great. Yeah, you know, it really honestly was. I watched it all the way through, and it was like, my gosh, this is unusual. It's a beautifully written, beautifully animated, and the songs are awesome, of course. Like, almost bringing a little tear to my eye there, man. I mean, wow, it was just so bloody well done. I was so happy to be involved. One of the things that I'd been doing, you know, doing little independent projects, big projects, everything in between, and this little animated piece, it was just so beautiful. This is going to be in my right up as far as my top ones that I'm so proud of doing, you know. So I don't get a chance to do a lot of animation and stuff, and especially something with of this caliber. So it's really very cool, very cool.
Yeah, a lot of great messages in this movie. And, you know, you just kind of mentioned it too, where you don't do a lot of maybe animated films. So talk a little bit about, because again, I thought you were great in this. And then, of course, live action, you're fantastic as well. But how do you prepare for an animated role compared to like a live action role?
There was not a lot of preparation. It was like, okay, I'm Lutador, and I'm this, you know, I didn't know what the image was going to end up being like. So we just sort of kind of invented it as we sort of went along, basically. I had the producers, the director, and folks on the line with me. They brought out the equipment, and we did it in my Airstream trailer via their computer system and how they had rigged it all up to record the piece. And they gave me a brief description, and the description itself kind of, it's like, kind of like improv. It influences how you're going to say it, kind of with the rhythm and stuff like that. Well, the script kind of dictates the rhythm, because it was interesting. And then, you know, of course, the director is directing you as you go along, and you're like, oh, yeah, we like that. Now, can you go ahead and, you know, riff on with that, you know, and enjoy. And they allowed me to do some improv and so it was really nice. It was a good experience, very good experience.
Nice. And you know, again, I think there's a lot of great themes and values that are coming from this movie. And I know that a lot of parents will talk to their kids about, you know, it's okay to be different. It's okay to kind of find your own way. But when you work together, you can kind of get things done. Just like people did. So for you, as you know, as an actor and someone who has, you know, been part of this movie, what do you hope viewers will take away from this, sir?
Well, wow. It's a perfect way that we as a film community and a theater community can bring together that musical theater background that I really respect. I mean, I just think we have the best musical theater talent in the world right here in the U.S. and all over. And we brought in people from everywhere. But it just reminded me of how good we are and how great the talent is in this arena. You know, and this is an animated piece, but it was as beautiful as West Side Story on Broadway, as far as I'm concerned. I really truly enjoyed the heck out of it, and I'm a big music theater fan. Basically because I can't sing a lick. And, you know, I mean, I can't hold a tune. It's just, I just don't know what it is. It just ain't happening. You kind of always want to do stuff that you really know you can't do.
Yeah.
And I'd love to be able to sing, and I'd love to be able to do this kind of stuff. And so I got to tell you, I was really happy that I did not have a musical piece. You know, I mean, talk about stressing me out, you know, boy, oh boy, oh boy. Yeah. That's really tough. That's a tough road for me to go down.
Yeah.
And I'm glad we did it the way we did it. And it was beautiful. And once I saw the actual animation, it was just all the more better. Cause you don't get to see that at first.
Yeah.
All the themes, and all the roads that you know, the characters go through, all the things they go through and stuff like that. So yeah, it was amazing, actually.
Love it. Yeah. And I think you're right. Like there's music that I'm still singing in my head right now from the movie. I think, you know, again, parents and kids are going to love it. Speaking of parenting and all that, love to get your thoughts on fatherhood. When you found out you're going to be a dad, Mike, what was going through your mind, sir?
Wow, I gotta get a real job. I gotta make some money.
Yeah.
I mean, this is stuff here, okay? And I was an actor at that time and making nothing. I was practically allow me to work, you know? So I didn't really start actually bringing home a paycheck, making money, until I realized, you know what, this is my first, and I'm going to be a dad here, and this is serious stuff. This is what I've chosen to do as my career, and how do I make money at this? And for some reason, I don't know, I really must have focused in, because I started getting gig after gig after gig, and film and this TV, and I just started working, and I just all of a sudden, you know, I had some money in the bank, and I mean, and it just kept coming. I just kept getting these different jobs, and it was all of a sudden I was on a roll.
Yeah,
you know, and before my first child, I was like floundering, I think, as an actor. I was like, kind of like, I knew where I wanted to go, and I was trying to get there, but it was like I was, you know, spinning my wheels somehow. And I didn't really gain focus and traction until that realization sunk in, you know.
Yeah.
Bam, oh man, you know, this is serious stuff. Because I grew up very, very ultra below the poverty line, you know, back in Alabama and even in Chicago. So I'm one of these kids with mom and six kids and on welfare and the whole deal. So no money was never in our pockets. And so that made me even more determined to go out and start making money at what I do, you know?
Yeah.
And so hence that was what it was like. I was like, it totally focused me 100%.
Michael, I love to hear that fatherhood focus you and, you know, at your craft. And I'm so glad that happened. Cause again, we love so many of the roles in every movie that you're in and the shows like, you know, Walking Dead and all that good stuff that you're in. It's great. And, you know, talk about it's like a couple more questions before I finish off with the fatherhood quick five, but it seems like hard work and dedication are things that you instilled into your kids as they were growing up. But what were some of the other core values you were looking to instill into them?
Well, you know, basically be yourself, you know, you gotta be yourself. I think people, you know, in little packages, they're already kind of who they're going to be, you know, as they're growing, you know? And so they start out already, you look at them and you can see their attitude and you can see how focused they are and how fun loving they are and how sweet. And you can see their character even at a very, very ultra young age. And as they grow, you know, you want them to continue being themselves. You know, I like, for example, I mean, I would never, ever, ever insist that, you know, my two girls ever got into the show business. If they wanted to, fine. I was not going to, you know.
Yeah.
I was going to force them to be an athlete. I was going to force them to be a lawyer, a doctor, whatever they could do, they can be what they want to be. And, you know, and you, everyone can, you just have to bloody up and do it.
Yeah.
You know,
love it. One more question before we finish off with the fatherhood quick five for new dads. Listen to this. What is one big piece of advice you'd offer to them?
New dads?
Yeah.
Get as much sleep as possible.
Nice.
As much, that's why dads are always sleeping in that couch or the chair. You
know? Well said, son. Yep, no doubt.
Oh my God, yes indeed. Yes indeed.
Nice.
It's fun stuff though.
No doubt. Now we're gonna finish off with the fatherhood quick five. Favorite family movie besides Vivo, of course. What's a favorite family movie you guys like to watch together as a family?
Christmas Story.
Nice. Favorite artist, or is there a band you couldn't wait to introduce your kids to when they got to a certain age to appreciate it?
Led Zeppelin.
Oh man, you're knocking these out of the park, sir. Describe the perfect family vacation. Where would it be?
Ah, the beach. Somewhere on the beach. Please, no question.
Also, you have so many great one-liners, not just in Vivo, but of course, you know, different movies. My family and I, one of our favorite one is, I'm Mary Poppins, y'all. Do you have a favorite line from any of the characters you played, sir?
that I got to tell you, that's a good favorite line, because a lot of my favorite lines, I really can't say on air. But I got to tell you, that line, and in the same movie, he may have been your father, boy,
yes,
but he wasn't your daddy,
is
a beautiful, beautiful line that has moved. It sunk in. It has moved. I mean, I venture to say just so many people when they see it. And they come up to me and they tell me their stories about their father and their relationships with their father, their stepdad, they've been adopted. And just, this is just a beautiful, unbelievably poignant and powerful line.
No doubt. And I totally agree, sir. And lastly, top three words you hope your kids would use to describe you as a dad, what would they be?
tough fun.
Nice. Love it. People, make sure you follow Michael on Instagram at Michael_Rooker, on Twitter at Rooker Online, and check out Vivo on Netflix. This is such a great movie. There are so many heartwarming messages, and I love the music. Like you said, it's very talented. Of course, anytime Lin-Manuel Miranda is doing something, you know it's going to be great. But I thank you so much. I know you're a busy guy. You're doing a lot of things, but it meant a lot to me for you to talk to me about your latest project and, of course, fatherhood. So I wish you and your family continued success.
Thank you, sir. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Art of Fatherhood podcast. Leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts and go to theartoffatherhood.net.